Hey, Gary, how are you? This is Adam Kilgore, the Boston Globe.
Hey, Adam. How's it going?
Good. I'm wondering first, I guess, what do you kind of the big story here is kind of trying to figure out what Coach Belichick is going to do as far as resting starters or playing starters. What is your expectation right now as far as what you're going to see on Sunday?
Well, I mean, we got to stay focused on ourselves. Bill's got a great football team, very, very deep, and, you just watch the performance last week against Jacksonville, and I mean, to me, this team's ready to make a run toward another world championship. We got our own issues. We just got to stay focused on ourselves, get ready to play, and we'll have to be as good as we can be, to have a chance to win against you guys. So that's our focus. Nowhere else.
As far as prep for you guys, does it matter? Who plays? I mean, is it kind of? Do you have to sort of try to guess just as far as preparation?
I didn't hear what you said. Go ahead, start over.
Do you have to kind of try to guess what they're going to do just for your own preparation?
We're preparing to play their team. I mean, what they do offensively, defensively, and special teams. And like I said, I mean, it's a very, very deep football team. We've got to prepare for what they do and in those phases of the game. So, we got our work cut out for us. We're not going to get involved in that stuff. We got to get ourselves ready to play and stay concentrated on what we do.
How much have you paid attention to kind of all the scenarios and things like that?
Really haven't. We've been battling back from a rough streak. We lost four in a row. Back about a month ago, some very tough games, and really just trying to right our ship and correct some of our problems and play better football. And obviously we have a mathematical chance, and I know it's a slim one, but we're just trying to finish up the right way, be as good as we can be this weekend. We got to play. To me, the top franchise in football, we're staying focused on that. All those other things, not much we can control. All we can control is how we play.
Andre Johnson is obviously a pretty unique player. What kind of things have you seen teams try against him? Have you seen some pretty exotic coverage?
Yeah, we see a little bit of everything. Obviously people try to take him out of the game and, try to make us, send the ball somewhere else. And because of that, we move Andre a great deal. We move him all over the place, and it's a credit to him. I mean, he's a very smart player. He enables us to do that, from an offensive standpoint. So, he gets paid the ultimate compliment every week, and what people try to do defensively. He's been something else. He's kind of been the rock around this place ever since he's been here, and I know I've been with him 4 years, and he's been as good a player as I've ever been around. He's been exceptional.
Is there like one coverage that sticks out as particularly exotic or unique?
I can't really say there's one. I mean, he just gets a lot of double attention and those type of things and game plan type coverages that you may not see from teams during when you're studying their film during the week. You may not see it, and all of a sudden you play, and here it comes. So, I mean, it's something that we have to adjust to, and Andre has to adjust to, on a weekly basis. So, it's kind of become part of what we are and what we have to handle week in and week out.
Gary, several years ago, we got to see Matt Schaub in one of his first, I guess you might say, breakthrough performances when he was with the Falcons. He had a great game against the Patriots, even though they lost. Obviously, the Texans made a huge commitment to him, and I think statistically, his numbers have proven that it's been a pretty good move to this point. But what do you feel that he needs and that you need to see from him and from other people to take that next step up?
Well, statistically, you look at, he's been healthy this year, and the numbers he's put up are, very comparable to everybody else in the league. But, let's face it, I mean, the quarterbacks are judged in this league in a long haul on winning. And, he's played good football. It's time for him to get his football team to the next step, and that's being a playoff team and having a chance to compete for a championship someday. That's what it's all about. I mean, Tom and Peyton, and of course I was around Elway for all those years. I mean, that's ultimately what those guys are judged upon. So we're trying to get this football team good enough to where he's got a chance to get it to that point. I think he's doing his part. We've got to continue to improve as a team, and then he's got to continue to try to improve as a player. And him staying healthy you know, has been a big part. He's been able to do that this year.
What's the missing part, Gary? You guys have been seen as being on the cusp for a couple of years now, so obviously there's something that's still lacking, and I'm pretty sure you would have an idea what it might be. Do you?
Well, I mean, you're right. We're trying to get this place to the point where we got a chance to win week in and week out when we step on the field, and, you know, we are much more consistent now from that standpoint, you know, week in and week out. You know, going from an 8-win team to a, you know, 10, 11, 12-win team in this league is a, you know, that's a huge step. I mean, that's not one play or two plays. I mean, it's the toughest step to take in this business. So that's the one we're trying to take. You know, what exactly do we need to get that done? I think, number one, we need to continue to get the people that we've got here better, and we've got to continue to develop, you know, more and more competition on this football team throughout the football team, because I think that's what, you know, ultimately makes you better. But, you know, I think the biggest focus is these good young players we have here have to reach a new level. I mean, we've got to, you know, have them start to do that for us to continue to move forward.
Gary, how much did losing your starting guards hurt you, and how much did you have to adjust what you do offensively with that?
Yeah, offensively, we've been adjusting all year. I mean, we lost both our starting guards, I think, by week three, so that's been a big adjustment for us. Losing Owen Daniels in week eight, that was another big adjustment for our football team. Losing Slayton 3 weeks ago, I mean, we adjust again. So, you know, I think every year each team goes through some tough times from an injury standpoint. Ours have kind of been focused on our offensive side of the ball this year, so we've had to kind of go in some different directions to move the football. But, you know, I think in the long haul, those things make you better. All those guys that are getting those snaps now that have been backup players for us are, you know, more seasoned-type pros now, and in the future it should only make us more competitive and better.
Gary, you've worked with, as you mentioned, some pretty stellar quarterbacks in your time. Brady was named to the Pro Bowl yesterday, obviously after missing a year. How tough is it to do that for a quarterback, to miss an entire year, then come back and return to Pro Bowl form?
Well, I mean, it just tells you that the great player that he is, and what the game means to him, how hard he's worked to get back. I mean, I have the utmost respect for him. Obviously saw him many, many times when I was in Denver, and you know, we played against him a great deal. And, you know, I tell you the way it is, Helen, as I'm raising Matt, I mean, I'm showing him a lot of Tom's film and how he handles things, how he plays the game, footwork wise, poise wise. I mean, he's the model guy. He's the model player, and handles himself with a great deal of class. And you know, those are the guys that play a long time in this league and are successful. So there's nobody better for Matt to, you know, keep an eye on week in and week out and year to year. But very impressed with what Tom's done, and obviously he's you know, been exceptional. And last week, golly, he was just incredible. So gearing himself up for January. That's usually what he does best.
Gary, speaking of Tom missing a year, what kind of year has Brown and Pollard given you down there?
You know, he's played real well for us. We picked him up, I think, in week three off the waiver wire when Kansas City had let him go. You know, we really haven't had a safety that's kind of been a rock back there for us. And, you know, we took a shot on him because our defensive back coach, David Gibbs, had him in Kansas City. And, boy, he's played very well for us. So, you know, he's given us some stability back there. He's given us some, you know, a physical nature back there as far as playing in the box and doing those things. So we've been very pleased with him.
You played with, obviously, I mean, you played with Elway all those years, then you coached him. I know him and Tom are very different players, but are there certain things that you can tie together between the two of them that you've seen watching Tom?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing that would jump at me is that, you know, they're both at their best when it matters most. I mean, that's just so important in this league. I mean, games are so close, and you know, there's such an ebb and flow to what goes on in a typical NFL game. But then all of a sudden, there's the 10 most important snaps of the game, of the season, of the year. I mean, and certain people are at their best at those times. And to me, when I look back on John, you know, being his roommate and a former player, that's what I saw. Being his coach, that's what I saw. And to me, we've been seeing that from Tom his whole career. So, you know, some guys just raise it up a notch, and they're at their best at those times. And these two guys have always been that way.
When you show the tape, is Tom the only guy that you sit down and show Matt, or are there other quarterbacks, too, that you've kind of showed him film of?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're always pulling from guys and you know, doing, you know, some of the things you do offensively, and But the thing with Tom is I think his feet, or he plays a game with some of the best feet I've ever seen as far as in the pocket, rhythm thrower, and those type of things. And I think Matt's, you know, built a lot like Tom from a standpoint, more of a pocket player, doesn't run around a great deal. So, you know, it's somebody that we just try to, you know, have him model himself after and do a lot of studying from that standpoint.
It probably helped. I would assume it helped Matt that he had some experience in that system, having played in Atlanta. Was there a lot of carryover there? And also, I mean, I guess from what you guys did to Denver, in Denver to Atlanta to Houston.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and, you know, when we went and got Matt, that was one of the big things is, you know, the terminology and stuff was going to be a very quick carryover. You know, Alex Gibbs had been in Atlanta with Matt, so he, you know, helped me a lot with, you know, what Matt had done. And of course, you know, Alex was with me, so, you know, I had a lot of guys familiar with him in Atlanta before we pulled the trigger to do the deal, and I knew he was a fine football player, but I think, you know, finding out more about him as a person and how important football was to him made it a very easy decision.
One more thing for me, Gary. When you guys do the scout team, I'm just curious, is there going to be extra time this week on having guys mimic, say, you know, Myron Pryor instead of Vince Wilfork? I mean, will you, when you're doing preparation specifically,
no,
with
guys,
the scout?
I mean, we've got to prepare for their scheme. I mean, Bill presents so many problems. I mean, I've been going against it for so many years, and, I mean, you don't know if you're going to play against a three-man front, a four-man front. I mean, you have no idea. We've got our work cut out for us this week just to assignment-wise to get on top of our stuff, and then obviously the problems they present for you, you know, offensively. And I think their special teams is as good a group as I've seen this year. This is the best football team we played, the deepest football team we played this year, so we got to be at our best.
Gary, do you feel that there's down there in Houston, down there in Houston, there's been any more pressure to win on your guys this year, and maybe you personally too, based on just being there and knocking on the door the last few years?
Yeah. I mean, but that's a good thing. I mean, that's why I came here. I mean, you know, we started at the bottom. You know, we took over a team that was, you know, had the first pick and was at the bottom of the barrel, and we've, you know, went to work with young guys and, you know, been fighting a good fight, and we've made a lot of progress. And you know, last couple of years around here, there's been no losing seasons, but we want to be a playoff team and start to experience some of those things that you guys have been doing on a regular basis. And so the expectations have changed here, and that's okay. I mean, that's what we want to get done. And you know, if we keep working at it and keep moving forward with this group, we'll have our chance. And so we're just trying to stay positive. And you know, we like the expectations. That's what we want to, you know, eventually achieve.
One last thing for me, just with Andre getting the attention that he does from defenses and everything else, how does he continue to be productive and consistent the way that he is? You know, despite the fact that he might be seeing bracket or he might be
I think, you know, I've said this many times, he's a smart player. I mean, we move him all over the place, and, you know, you got to try to make it tough on defenses by what you do with him. So, you know, he deserves a great deal of credit for his football mind and the way he handles game plans and, you know, gives us the flexibility to move him all over the place. So, you know, that's a credit to him. I mean, he's a very sharp player.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Thank you, Gary. Okay, guys, you have a good day.